I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour, I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We're talking about coincidences and how to connect with coincidence. Our guest, Dr. Bernard Beitman, and he has been studying this scientifically. He's the first psychiatrist since Carl Jung to attempt to systematize the study of coincidences. He developed a scale to measure coincidence sensitivity, and he's written several articles for Psychiatric Annals. He's the author of a number of professional books. He's a visiting professor at the University of Virginia, former chair of the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Missouri in Columbia. Coincidences, think about those that have happened in your life before we get rolling here today, because this will be the hour when we can go, oh, you're kidding, that happened? What does that mean? Scotty, you're funny. So that's what we're going to be talking about, and finding meaning in those coincidences, and maybe you'll have more of them in your lives, and they can be meaningful experiences. Before we get to that conversation, though, this is not a coincidence. It's no coincidence that we need your help. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our last hour to ask for your support of this particular program. It's the last day of our spring membership drive, and listener donations are the foundation of our budget. They are the single largest source of funding for WPR. If you've been meaning to give, oh, you gotta do it now, because the drive ends today. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hello, Scotty.
Hello, Kathleen. I am really looking forward to this upcoming hour. I mean, to think, how do you apply the scientific method to coincidence? So I'm really looking forward to hearing that.
Good.
But to reflect on last hour, we heard from 18 listeners. Thank you.
Thanks,
yeah,
everybody.
We really appreciate that. Those pledges mean a lot. The goal this hour, 20 pledges by 3 o'clock. So let's get those in. We really appreciate it. These goals are set to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs that you rely on. Help meet that goal with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just, you know, some urgency about this. It's the last hour to pledge your support for this show. Just think about what we've heard this week, that terrific show about the asteroid hitting Earth and the scientists who got to, they drilled right down to the moment that it happened, and it's going to teach us so much to today's show that we just had on the origins of ISIS and how the U.S. government missed all these signs. That's worth something, isn't it? You just don't hear that anywhere else. You don't hear it except for on this network. You hear about those kinds of ideas, and you help pay for those ideas, really. So please give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You can do two things when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio today. Your donation will support the programs you rely on, and this is so cool.
I like it, too.
And you can plant a tree when you give $5 a month. You become Johnny Appleseed or Jane Appleseed.
I love it.
Maybe they're probably not apple trees, but
I know. It's a wonderful thing to do. I tend to do this for significant birthdays. I give somebody a tree to plant to say, because I remember somebody telling me years ago, it was the guy who wrote When Bad Things Happen to Good People, that you should plant a tree. It's from the Torah. Have a child or write a book or do some variation of those to have a meaningful life. So this is part of a meaningful life.
How many of those have you checked off your list?
One, two. I haven't written a book. I'm okay, though. You know, I haven't written a book. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. If you write, or if you write letters or whatever, I think that there's some truth in that. So plant a tree, and you're on the step to lifelong fulfillment. Your pledge might be $5 a month or $100 a month. We do appreciate, and we count on your gift.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
So make your donation now in support of the programs you count on WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's easy to come up with reasons to give to WPR: thought-provoking conversations, in-depth news reporting, entertaining programs. It's harder to think of reasons why not to give to WPR.
Yeah, maybe you don't give because you think you can't, you know, give enough to make a difference, or that you think someone else will. Maybe you've been meaning to contribute and you just keep putting it off.
Well, don't wait to give because you think it won't make a difference, and don't wait for someone else to donate. You can do it now because this is the last hour for us and the last day of the drive. Your support matters. Your membership makes a difference. Start with a gift of $5 or $10 a month today. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Because you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day, it's safe to say that WPR is a fundamental part of your life. It's the soundtrack to your day.
Your day is better with a soundtrack, and when these shows are like guideposts throughout your day, and you count on information or interesting ideas or things that make you chuckle. Support your daily dose of WPR, this soundtrack that's so important to your life, with your gift at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Give now and support the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. And you also, it's a call-in show. You get connected to all these wonderful people. Think of all the people you get a chance to speak with. Give now at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks very much, Scotty, and thanks for all that you do. It's good. It's good. Again, your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help us grow our membership. Motivate a friend to make a pledge now. Tell them to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And get the phones going here. We need 20 calls to feel that we're on course. And it's the end of the drive, too. It's a itsy-bitsy drive. It's only 3 days long. So we appreciate your calling in now and leaving us with a sense of accomplishment and thanks and a gift for the future.
And this pledge drive, support the radio you love and ask to plant a tree as your gift. So make that pledge. Grow a tree when you give $5 a month or a one-time gift of $60 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What was that number again,
Scotty? It becomes a song in your head, you know?
I know. And then you say it so often, you say, what was that number again? It's like trying to remember your home phone number sometimes. Yeah. What is it?
Or your address?
Well, what's the number? What is it?
The number is 888-202-2552. That's
right.
The number.
Thank you. I won't ask for your address. That might be too much. Thanks. Scotty Myers, one of the producers of this program. He's terrific. Coincidences happen frequently on this program. A couple weeks ago, with Dr. Tarif Bakhdash, he had just returned from one of his medical missions to a refugee camp in Jordan. And he was telling us about another mission that was coming up soon. And a listener called. She was listening to the show while she was at a children's store in Madison. And she asked the doctor what was needed at the camp. And then she proceeded to buy children's clothing for his next trip. And it was sent. And so he'll carry it with him to the next trip to the refugee camp in Jordan. And I was thinking, what were the chances that she would be listening that day while she was at the store, when he was in need of supplies and when she was good-hearted? And those things have happened certainly before. Our guest this hour, Dr. Bernard Beitman, is a psychiatrist who has systematized the study of coincidences. He's the author of Connecting with Coincidence, the New Science for Using Synchronicity and Serendipity in Your Life. He's a visiting professor at the University of Virginia, former chair of the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Missouri in Columbia. And we'll talk about the coincidences he has experienced. And welcome yours, too, because I'm sure we're going to hear some extraordinary stories from you. Coincidences in your life. They may have been dramatic. They may have been just a kind of fun coincidences, but coincidences that you remember now, obviously they were meaningful in your life. Dr. Bittman, thank you very much for being with us. Hi. Hello, Dr. Bittman, are you there? Hello. Well, he'll be here with us soon. Our number for you to join the conversation 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. And you can send an email if you'd like to, and that's talk@WPR.org. We'll try once again. Dr. Bittman? Dr. Bittman, hi? Well, we've got something wrong here. I can't hear him. Hello? Yeah, well, we'll just keep trying. In the meantime, let me remind you that you can be thinking about your coincidences in your life. And you know, some of them are important and meaningful, too. So we will talk about how to have more of those experiences and what is it about our brain and our hearts that allows those to happen. We'll be welcoming phone calls for him, and we'd like to hear about your coincidences as well. 800-486-8655 for you to join our conversation. Can you hear me, Dr. Bittman? No, we're not hearing anything. What? All right, we got a problem here. Hello, Dr. Bittman? Nope. All right, we're just going to try a different phone line before we get a hold of him. Just a reminder, too, that we are in the last few hours of our spring membership drive. It's a small drive. All these drives are important for us. I think you know that in order to meet our expenses here, and we really depend on you. So in order for you to join our membership, that is 888-202-2552. All right, we're trying another line here to see if we can reach him there. Dr. Bittman, can you hear me? Oh, I don't know what's going on here. Dr. Bittman? Oh, okay. So our lines will be open for coincidences. And actually, all right, Dr. Bittman, can you hear me? If you want to call in with your experiences and get us rolling here, that would be great. I already told you about the listener who had called. I also remember another coincidence which happened years ago. Bob Dole was on the air, actually, and he's from this really small town in Kansas. Russell, Kansas, I think is the name of it. And somebody called in who just happened to be listening to the show, and he was from Russell, Kansas. And it turns out that his father had known Bob Dole's father, and they had this incredible exchange. I will remember it always. He had this amazing remembrances, and it was very, very important to Bob Dole to hear about that as well. Dr. Bittman, are you there? All right, I'm sorry. Dr. Bittman?
Yes.
There we go. Hi, I'm sorry. We just had some technical snafus. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, you're very welcome. Pleasure to be with you.
What an interesting thing you've studied here. I think we're going to get some great calls as well. You start the book by talking about this pretty dramatic coincidence. You've had many, but this one was very dramatic, which happened to you in 1973. What happened?
I was standing at the sink in a Victorian house in San Francisco, and I was choking. I kept choking. It was 11 p.m. San Francisco time, and I couldn't stop choking. It was an experience I'd never had before or had since, and then suddenly it stopped. The next morning, my brother called me and told me that my father had died of bleeding into his throat. He was in Wilmington, Delaware, 3,000 miles away. Mm. It was 2 a.m. in Wilmington, 11 p.m. in San Francisco. So it was around the same time. And also, it was February 27th that my father died, which was my birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that stopped you in your tracks, didn't it, for quite some time, and something you remembered all these years later.
Yes, and I've got a friend of mine and I have just finished composing a song about that, because we're doing stories, making stories in my book into songs. And
really?
We did it with this one, too. Yes, it's very memorable, as you're suggesting. What I wanted to do, though, is say, was I the only one who had such experiences, this kind of feeling the pain of a loved one at a distance? And I developed a questionnaire, which we use at the University of Missouri Columbia, and read a lot. And it turns out that this experience of feeling the pain of a loved one at a distance is not that uncommon, common enough, so I gave it a name, simulpathy, simultaneously feeling the pain, the pathos of another person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common experience. So when I bring this up, there are some people who do it all the time, and it's not just pain of another one. It's just kind of knowing that something bad is happening, or even occasionally something good is happening with that other person.
So it happens more often with family members?
Yes, it happens more often with family members, for
why,
sure.
Why is that?
To talk about the bonds we have with our family members. I know we all have close connections, at least with most of our family members, but what simulpathy indicates is the bonds are closer than close. We are more close to them than we realize, and these experiences suggest that.
And can we have similar experiences with those who we are close to, a couple questions here, who may not be family members? Can we also have those kinds of experiences with maybe acquaintances?
Absolutely. They're just not as common.
Mm-hmm. There's been some extraordinary study of twins, and I'm wondering if you've done this as well, looking at twins who have had incredibly similar life experiences, even if they've been adopted and raised apart from each other. Tell me about the twin experience. Do they have more of these coincidences in their lives than the rest of us?
It appears to be. In that same first chapter of my book, I show some research from some anthropologists who went about answering this question. And probably the funniest way of saying it is between two guys, we'll call them Jack and Sam. And Sam wouldn't take care of himself very well, would end up in the emergency room. And Jack would start complaining to his own friends that he wished Sam would take better care of himself because Sam's pains kept causing Jack some pain.
Hmm. Our coincidences, we've mentioned dramatic things that have happened that haven't always been pleasant. What about the number of coincidences that are just wonderful? You miss an air flight and you get on the next flight and you meet the love of your life who happens to be sitting in the seat next to you. Are there a lot of those, and what do you make of those? Are they just totally by chance?
Well, you have a choice. We don't know the answer to the question. So part of the answer depends on your own belief system. There are statisticians who can show you what the probability of that happening is, and there are people who believe in divine intervention who can tell you how they think that happens. I think we have something to do with some of these coincidences, even ones getting on the plane and sitting next to somebody. Being on assigned seats next to someone, that's a really hard call. And it looks like you need a little help from the outside for that to happen. But I believe that, as happened to one friend of mine who thinks his father had something to do with arranging the seats so that he could meet his wife. That's what he thinks. And there are other stories like that where you can't really quite make it random. It's too improbable. And we tend to think there's somebody else out there helping us.
Hmm. Early in the book, you talk about your patients, and this, and you must have a unique relationship with patients when you're a psychiatrist. You write, each of my patients is trying to manage the confusing paradox of being a separate, evolving, growing individual while also desperately needing to feel emotionally connected to someone else. I wonder if that's a part of it, that real need to be emotionally connected, and so we make ourselves in somehow, I don't know if it's our hearts that we make more open or our brains or what happens to us physically so that we can make those kinds of connections.
That's a very, very good question. We do open up. I mean, we don't know what we mean by open up, and we open up both our hearts and our minds. And we run into a question of just how much it's physiological, and how much it's something else. It's more mental. The word simulpathy is actually replacing an old word, a word that's been around a long time. It's the telepathy used to mean knowing at a distance, tele at a distance, again, pathy, feeling. So telepathy has become more cognitive, and simulpathy refers to more emotional and more pain in the body. So there's something else that some coincidences tell us about are living in what I call the psychosphere, a kind of mental atmosphere to which we give ideas and emotions and from which we get ideas and emotions, just like we exchange carbon dioxide and oxygen.
Hmm. Do you feel with your patients that you have more coincidences?
I have these wonderful experiences with some patients where I can tell what they're thinking and feeling before they know it.
Really?
Or a thought floats through one person's mind and skips away from her consciousness, and I say, hey, look at that one that you just missed.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, it's really fun. She and I know we do this, and it's really fun. It's what happens. It's not supposed to happen, but it's me picking up stuff from her because we have been able to establish a mind-heart connection.
Oh, that's remarkable. Well, we'll continue our conversation and start taking your phone calls. I think we'll have many of them. We already have some coming in. Dr. Bernard Beitman is our guest. His book is Connecting with Coincidence, the New Science for Using Synchronicity and Serendipity in Your Life. He's the first psychiatrist since Carl Jung to attempt to systematize the study of coincidences. He developed the first scale to measure coincidence sensitivity. He's a visiting professor at the University of Virginia and former chair of the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Missouri Columbia. Our phone number, I'd love to hear from you, is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. And we'll be with you momentarily here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, all I have to say is, isn't it a coincidence that we happen to be in our spring membership drive just when you were thinking a little while ago about what can I do to keep Wisconsin Public Radio on the air for another 100 years? Ta-da! Here we are.
Abracadabra.
You can give. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Actually, these moments, sometimes on the radio, these will happen where somebody happens to be listening and there's a connection that's made, and it almost gives me the chills because it's just amazing that people were listening at a certain time when they needed to be listening to us. I just think that happens a lot.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Syrian refugee show that we did. We were talking about the refugee camp there, and a listener said, hey, she called in, I'm at Babies R Us shopping for kids' clothes. I'll buy a few extra outfits and send them to you, and off they go to a refugee camp.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It is beautiful.
And our guest, Dr. Beitman, mentioned, you know, the mind-heart connection. Well, that's what we're doing right now with Pledge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for 16 pledges in the next 30 minutes to stay on track this hour. Your support helps keep this station strong. Help pay for the Kathleen Dunn Show with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All you kind-hearted people, and there are many of you who are listening right now, we need you. And sometimes it can be hard to find these people, but they're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's because of those kinds of connections that we make, and also because we fully explore many, many topics. Some are very difficult, some are fun, some add more meaning to your life.
And whether it's interviews we recently did with Wisconsin veterans, we did a show with Jonathan Lucroy and the Honor Flight.
Yes, we did. That was great.
Historical topics. We love presidential history, politics, all things political on Mondays, or international news that isn't getting enough attention elsewhere. You can get the information you need right here. This kind of substance is only possible with your support. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We also have this great thing. Scotty and I both love this. You can support Wisconsin State Forests as well. And it's such a great idea. Ask to plant a tree as your gift when you give $5 a month or a one-time gift of $60. Your thank you gift will plant a tree to help preserve our forests. Do two good things at once. Your pledge, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
A large slice of WPR's budget pie, the biggest slice, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, you know, the state and federal government and businesses, those are important, of course, but it's your contribution that makes a huge difference.
He's got it.
In, to use the terms from our presidential
right.
candidates.
Yes.
WPR is the amazing service that it is because of you, thanks to listener support. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have a husband and three sons, and we're all very avid listeners. We feel that Wisconsin Public Radio provides objective and informative information about what's going on in the community. It certainly is a station where you can call in, and you know that for sure that if you have an opposing viewpoint, that it's going to be broadcast because this is public radio. I'm Joan Rudnitsky, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for objective information and entertainment.
Thanks so much, Joan. Pledge, as we are really asking you to do, and we are happy to ask you because you're important to us and you're important to the success of the station. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Scotty Myers. This is the last 23 minutes we can ask for your support for this show during our spring membership drive. Your gift might be, I don't know, $10, $20 a month. We thank you for it.
Yeah, and why should you give right now at this moment?
I know. What about this moment, Scotty?
Well, because you're listening right now, and
it's
you're thinking about it. It's a
yes,
coincidence.
It's the right thing to do as well, and you will feel good about it when you do it. Wisconsin Public Radio is a very important public service. You know that. You'll be making an investment in quality news, in quality conversation.
We use your donation wisely, putting it into the programs that you hear every day. Support this station that you value right now. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Becoming a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio is pretty easy. Once you set up a comfortable monthly amount from your bank or credit card, your support goes zoom right to work toward the programming you appreciate.
And that's a really smart way to do it because your sustaining donation automatically renews each year, so you don't have to worry about it. Your support will always be current, and you don't have to wonder if it's your time of year to give every time you hear a pledge drive. So become a sustainer right now with the gift of $5 a month, maybe $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might be saying to yourself, I'll pledge next time. Well, don't say that because this is it. Today is your last chance to pledge to show your support for this show during this membership drive.
It's the last hurrah, so don't delay. Call now. Join the community of people who come together to make great radio. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Scotty, we need 13 more pledges. We really want to make this goal because we want to ask you for your support for a long time now. 13 more pledges in the next 25 minutes or so.
Help us get there on this final day of our spring membership drive at WPR.org and that number 888-202-2552.
And how can you pass this up? This pledge drive, do more with your gift to WPR.
That's right. Ask to plant a tree
yes.
as your gift. That's so cool.
When you
give $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're a sustaining member, thank you so much.
Make today the day. Increase your support of WPR with $5 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kathleen and Michael from Madison say we're long-time listeners and we love WPR.
Yeah, Karen.
That's it.
Yeah.
That says it.
Karen says that I love the Larry Mueller Show and Kathleen Dunn. That's you.
That would be me.
So your pledge right now, it's very important, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And a special plea for me just to remember all of the hard work and great, you know, curiosity and enthusiasm that goes into booking this show. Scotty and KP do that each and every day. It's a difficult job getting people to agree to say yes. Actually, a lot of people say yes because they love being on the show. But it's the constant. Every day, something new. And they're very, very good at their job. So call and thank them as well. 888-202-2552. We're talking about connecting with coincidence this hour of the show, the new science for using synchronicity and serendipity in your life. Dr. Bernard Beitman is our guest, and we have a ton of phone calls coming in. So let us start our calls with Jim in Appleton. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hi, Jim. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks. First of all, I love your program, and it's always quality time
Thank
to
you.
Be listening on. I wanted to share with you a coincidence that I had many years ago in my college years. I'm one of triplets, and identical triplets.
Oh, my gosh.
And we grew up together very close. We would often finish each other's sentences and things like that. But our parents wanted to have us develop individually, so they encouraged us to go to separate colleges. Mm. And I was had gone to Carroll College and went on a choir tour to Europe. And my triplet brother was going to Marquette at the time. And in the middle of the week, I had a desperate feeling that something was wrong. Mm. And I had to separate myself from our group, and I just had to go to bed. And I had terrible nightmares that I couldn't move. I was immobile, and something was terribly wrong. It wasn't until I got back from the tour that I found out my brother at Marquette on that very night was in a terrible hit-and-run accident and was on abandoned on Wisconsin Avenue for a period of time with broken legs and sustained quite a bit of injury. But it was this coincidence that I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what it was until I got back.
Mm. Yeah. Did he survive?
Yes.
Good.
But it took a great deal of rehabilitation. But it just was something that was happening at the same time. But, of course, this was many years ago before we had cell phones or anything like that. So our means of communication were very limited. But there was this great distance and yet this coincidence in communication.
Dr. Beitman.
I was talking about with the word simulpathy, the feeling you had of your brother's pain at a distance without knowing exactly what had happened. And thank you for telling us that story, because it's so common, but people don't like talking about it because it sounds so weird. I appreciate being able to be on this program with Kathleen, because I want to make it more people more aware that what happened with you and your brother is common and begins to point to connections we have with each other that we need to further explore.
Mm. What do you think? You don't hear too often from triplets. I know a couple people who are triplets, actually. Actually, three people. I know one triplet group. What about the idea of, because they are so closely connected, do you think it's wise to keep twins and to keep triplets as close as possible in life, because they can sort of finish each other's sentences and they are so connected? Or does it make sense to forge new identities?
You have to look at the twins and triplets as individuals. There are some twins, I know that group better, that have more connections because of their personalities. Some are extroverted and tend to be more separate from each other. Some more introverted and have a better connection with each other. So you have to see how the twins evolve with each other. And they will help us determine what is best for them.
Right. Jim, thank you so much for your call. It was fascinating.
It's a great program. Thank you.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thanks. Laura in Superior is next. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thank you for this program. Very interesting. I wanted to describe a coincidence that happened. I work with people at my church here in Superior, and we've been doing mission work in Tanzania, East Africa, for 10 years. And I've gone there 3 times, and the last time we were there, we decided that a water project was what we wanted to pursue. And the people were drinking water that was in the river. Cattle were moving through it. People washed their clothes, just the typical things we see on the news. So we attempted to drill a well, and that failed because every time they tried, there was rock. So we knew we were going to have to go to a pumping system, which the people had used before, and we were willing to buy the pump to pump water up from a river to the church and the medical center, but we weren't willing to do it if we couldn't clean the water. None of us knew anything about cleaning water back then, and it was quite frustrating. We were none of us were very computer literate, and, you know, we just didn't know how we were going to find out about filters. And I was speaking to somebody at the university here about our need for this project, and he said we just had a demonstration at Rotary about water filters. And Rotary is very involved with international water projects. The man that he referred me to lives 20 miles from here, and he's been taking filters to Haiti for 2 years. He was giving, and he was so sold on them that he was going to take 1,000 of these to Haiti. He invited us out to a demonstration. We could see what it was all about, how easy it was to use and clean. And we indeed ordered filters from Florida that he recommended. And we're up and running now.
Oh, that's a great story, isn't it, Doctor?
It's a wonderful story. And the key part to me is how she asked the right person for help.
Yes.
It all followed from her asking the right person. And I'm very curious about how we do that. I think we have a kind of internal sense about our environment that we don't know that we have. But when we're in a particular need, and coincidences occur more commonly when we are in need. She had a need. She had a vision for what that need was. And somehow she selected the right person.
Hmm.
And from that, everything followed.
Hmm.
That ability we have, and I'm trying to be able to say that we all have abilities that we don't know we have, and that coincidences help illustrate that. And here she had a kind of radar to find the right person that led her to just the wonderful outcome that she describes.
Mm-hmm. So for those people who find these meaningful parts of life, and the stories we have so far may not always be happy ones, but they are meaningful. Is it important for us to, because I know that you are working to help people increase the frequency of coincidences. Why,
yes.
Why would we want that to happen, Dr. Biteman, and how can we have that happen?
Well, first you have to think they're useful. And we have two callers suggesting ways in which they are useful, describing in more detail the connection we have with each other and being able to find something we need in a way that we don't know that we don't know how we do. So those are two very good examples of why we should be paying attention to the coincidences. Another reason is to be able to understand how they work. Random and the divine or God are contributors. But how do we play a role in some of these so that we can manifest our personal powers and our personal abilities in positive ways?
Let's go next to Vicki. Thanks so much, Laura, for your call. Vicki in La Crosse. Hi.
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 Thank you very much for this great show. I am just wanting to let you know about a coincidence that I had. And it had to do with the Internet. It was quite a while ago. And I was on the International Weight Watchers site. And I was just talking to random people. And I was just making a mention that, boy, I just moved to the area, and I wish I had a walking partner because it would be so much nicer. And this lady said, yeah, I feel like, you know, the same thing. And I said, yeah, too bad, you know, there isn't anybody that I know of. I said, you know, I'm in the state of Wisconsin. And she says, well, me too. And I said, really? And I said, well, I live in a little town that's near the Mississippi River. And she says, me too.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, well, it's La Crosse. And she said, me too. And I said, I'm on the south side of La Crosse. And she goes, me too. We got a little weird. And I said, well, I live on Ward Avenue. And she said, in a blue house.
Oh, no.
And I said, yeah. And she said, well, go to the back window, and you'll see me waving at you. I am your neighbor in the back. I could not believe it. And we had been, and we've been walking partners ever since.
Oh, that's a wonderful
story. Wonderful.
So,
that's wonderful.
So tell me, how did that happen? Pure chance, Dr. Bateman? What's it all about?
I try to be able to get some help from statisticians in defining the probability of that happening. It's an important part of that.
Right.
The probability does not explain it all. Keep in mind how our caller was looking for something. And
yes.
Again, that
yes.
looking for something is very important. If you're not looking, you're not going to see any coincidences. There are a lot of coincidences going on around us, and if you're not paying attention, they don't happen. They don't appear to you, to be more specific.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in a need, when you're looking, our research suggests that's when you see more of them, and this is another example of them. But I just want to be able to also suggest to you that you can ask almost anybody about coincidences, mm-hmm. and I start hearing their stories. They are very common out there. And what I want to be able to do is define categories of them. And as you suggest, some of them may not be so happy. Some recent research suggests that more coincidences have negative in them, sickness and death, than they do happiness, which is the usual way of thinking about them. But the death and sickness ones tell us how connected we are to each other, a very, very important lesson. And the positive ones, like the two recent callers, of finding someone who just fit their needs, let's increase the possibility of that, and let's understand better how it happens, because it's a lot of fun. It makes life a lot more fun, and we get to connect with people who want to connect with us.
Yeah. I like this idea, too, of going through the day looking for something. I mean, don't
yeah.
always be looking beyond where you are, because you want to look at where you are, too, but looking for something, I like that. I like that idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're alert to the possibilities, then they're more likely to happen.
Right.
As Yogi Berra said, if you don't have any idea where you're going, that's where you'll end up.
Right. thanks, Yogi Berra. He gave
Thank
us
you,
a
Yogi.
Lot. He gave us a he, lot, right?
He certainly gave us a lot.
Yeah.
If you think that coincidences happen a lot, they're out there for you to find.
Right. Thanks, Vicki, for the call. Keith in Little Chute. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'll give you a little story. My parents, they live in the middle part of the state, just northwest of Wisconsin Dells. And one day my mom was home by herself, and a car pulled up. And come to find out that the couple were looking for a farm in the neighborhood that the wife of the couple grew up at. And my mom was able to give them direction. But the really strange thing that it was is that the two husbands, my father and the husband of the couple, not only had the same last name, but they had the same first name, too. And our last name isn't a common name. So it was kind of a strange deal where they come up from Milwaukee area, a several-hour drive, stop at my parents' house for directions, and here they have the same name.
Whoa, were they related? Do you know?
No, not at all.
Huh.
These same name ones do happen.
Really?
Two guys going into a hotel and registering, and the hotel clerk gets them mixed up because they have the same name. These are not uncommon. And I don't know what to make out of them except that there is a certain probability that they will happen. Here the statisticians have a very good point. They say in very large populations, weird things are likely to happen. Strange things are likely to happen. You have a big enough population, events like this will happen. But what I want to know from the caller is what it meant to the two men to have the same name, because that's an additional part to this. It may mean nothing. And it may mean something to them. The one thing it should mean is that there are coincidences out there. Let's start paying more attention to them.
Mm. What did it mean? Do you know?
Well, my parents have kept track of them.
Oh.
For years, and they call and write to each other.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You say nonchalantly. Oh, yeah, of course.
Let me tell you a related story about Laura Buxton, and this was on NPR Science. One of the NPR programs, but it's about Laura Buxton.
Uh-huh.
Laura Buxton was an 11-year-old girl in England who was at her grandparents' 50th anniversary, and her grandfather felt sad for Laura because Laura didn't have any friends.
Hmm.
So her grandfather decided to get a helium balloon and attach Laura Buxton's name on it and say, "Return to Laura Buxton," with her address.
Oh.
So Laura Buxton and her family let this balloon go, and it ended up 40 miles away in another place in London, in England, and it landed in a bush, and it was picked up by somebody whose parent was the parent of a girl same age named Laura Buxton.
No.
Yes, and they had the same kind of dog, and they wore the same kind of clothes, and they had a lot of other things in common, and that brought them together, that now Laura Buxton, each of the Laura Buxtons, both of whom wanted a pen pal, not only had a pen pal, had friends. They went to college together, and you can look at the video of the two of them talking about it on YouTube.
Oh, and we will. And when this interview's over, I'm going to call somebody I've been thinking about and haven't seen for a long time, and you've just made our day. This was great. I'm sorry we didn't have more time. I hope you'll join us again. We have a ton of phone calls, too, we didn't get to, but we got to make some money. So thank you.
Oh, you got to make some money. So tell. I want to get back because those are great questions. So let me know how to do that.
Okay, great. Oh, sure. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Our guest is Dr. Bernard Beitman, and Connecting with Coincidence, the New Science for Using Synchronicity and Serendipity in Your Life. We thank him ever so much, and thank him for pledging, too. That was darn nice. So we're going to ask the same of you, 888-202-2552. This is it. We got 5 minutes. I somehow just think that you're going to call, because this was delightful, wasn't it? I'm Kathleen Dunn with Scotty Myers, and here we are. Your support keeps this program on the air. Our spring membership drive ends today, and this is the final few minutes for you to pledge support to our show. Any amount, whatever your gift is, we thank you for it. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Help pay for the programs you depend on. We're looking for 9 more pledges in the next 5 minutes or so. Make your donation now. Support the programs you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm sure many of you were tickled to hear those stories about coincidence. They were great stories. This hour is an example of the rather quirky conversations we have every now and then on the show, but substantial as well.
Yeah, now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And during this spring membership drive, we have this great thank you gift. You can ask to plant a tree as your gift when you give $5 a month or a one-time gift of $60.
Yeah, your thank you gift will support Wisconsin's Forest for the Future Fund, a DNR forestry program that plants trees throughout the states. The cliche may not be true. Money doesn't grow on trees, but your money can help grow a tree.
Oh,
so
Scotty.
Make a pledge, grow a tree.
Clever.
Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Go to WPR, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge. We would like to get, if we can, 9 more pledges, Scotty, before we have to say goodbye to you, which is just a couple minutes from now. And what can you give? Well, $10 or $15 a month. That's dandy. Whatever you choose, we thank you for all of your gifts.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio, it's really easy. It takes just a few minutes to make your contribution, and you'll get so much back. Consider a 9XM leadership gift of $100. That could be a month or possibly more.
And that comes down to less than $4 a day. It makes all of the talk, all the conversation, all of the connections that you count on from WPR possible. Please give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've heard the phrase, think big. It's an expression you can really put into good practice here by listening to and then giving to Wisconsin Public Radio. Because when you listen, you get the best music, the best talk, the best news, this quirky stuff like this last hour, and encourage you to think big.
Yes, we do. We do. We do. Give now. WPR.org. We're still looking for 9 more pledges to reach our goal this hour. And it's the last hour that we'll be with you. Last day of our spring membership drive. So, you know, why not?
And remember when you discovered Wisconsin Public Radio? Maybe a friend recommended the high quality news or the weekend programs, or maybe you were just scanning the dial. However you found us, however you found WPR, it eventually got you hooked.
And it's probably been a while since that discovery, months, years maybe, maybe even decades. Your contribution of $5 or $10 a month brings you the same quality program that you valued since the first time you listened.
So let's get it. Yeah, 9 pledges.
9 pledges.
Nine
Come
pledges
on, everybody.
In the next 30
Please.
Seconds or so.
Thank you. Thanks, Scotty, for your great work. Thanks to KP Whaley. Thanks to Katie Mattson and Adam Raske for providing us delicious treats today, and Lisa Nabandian. And thanks to you for listening, and to our guest for coincidences. I guess that's it. Okay. Thank you, everybody. 888-202-2552. Please pledge.